This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and the author of more than 20 books, including No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, an important new book that exposes the undeniable campaign to secularize America by the Obama administration. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Dr. Mark Edmondson is a prize-winning scholar, author, and professor at the University of Virginia. He has a new book called Why Teach? He shares his perspectives on students, parents, fellow professors, and institutions. He calls on professors to be uncool, to grade hard, and to challenge students, even though they may face fallout for it from today's atmosphere of grade inflation and being nice to the students. He encourages parents to allow children to experience the hard knocks of everyday life. He emphasizes the necessary role of failure. Dr. Edmondson says, real reading is a higher form of conscientiousness. He claims good literature allows one to experience the joy of seeing the world through the eyes of people who are more sensitive, more articulate, shrewder, more alive than they themselves are. He says the magic of words unleashes the power of imagination. That is what students taught by the Common Core standards will miss because they have substituted so many informational texts instead of great literature. The author criticizes group projects and classes that rely on the exchange of student ideas. Students don't require the information that produces a worthwhile conversation. He also exhorts educators to stop these readings, which are really deconstructing literary works from the perspectives of gender, race, Marxism, Freudian, and other artificial constructs that venture from the author's intent and show no respect for the book on its own merit. The title of this book is Why Teach? In Defense of a Real Education by Dr. Mark Edmondson.
Would you like a complete record of Barack Obama's hostility toward Christianity? Every insult to our Creator God and every executive order that undermines religion is documented in the new book, No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, by Phyllis Schlafly and George Neumeyer. Get your copy of No Higher Power where quality books are sold, or visit eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Come to Finca Bayano, a small community in Panama, which is being established for people who believe that a future crisis may be difficult to survive in North America after a collapse of the system. Go to bugoutpanama.com for more information. There is limited space for 100 people only. Go to bugoutpanama.com to immigrate as long as you can. Prepare. Don't despair. At bugoutpanama.com.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama 36576.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
This is your last chance. After this, there is no turning back. You take the blue pill. The story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill. You stay in Wonderland. And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes. All I'm offering is the truth.
And now, here he is, OCD.
This is Outkast Radio. I would be OCD. Toll-free number nationwide, 800-313-9443. If you prefer to email me, you can do that too. It is OCDAustin@yahoo.com. OCDAustin@yahoo.com. The website is outcastradio.net. Usually I pre-read the email, but since this is a nighttime show and it's a little bit looser, I'm just going to read it. Hey, OCD, I used to drink a bottle of Old Grand 86 proof for 15 years. From day one to the other, I didn't like it anymore when I sold my house in Las Vegas. There was still half a bottle there. I haven't had any whiskey since 2004. I drink now good red wine from Mendoza, Argentina, and some beer sometimes. It's all about listening to your body. These are the days I drink ranch water only, which is very good at night, a fresh bottle of grapefruit juice, which does the trick for me. I never convince myself to abandon anything. I just listen to my body. Well, it works for me. Maybe one day I don't like to smoke anymore as well, but I doubt it. Two packs of non-filters are just good, and a good cigar once a day gives me a lot of pleasure. Take care, Pete. Yeah, I've gotten back into the cigar deal. There are these cigars, Acid. I forget what it's called. I think it's that is the brand, and it's a young man on a crotch rocket with dreadlocks, and that's not why I get it, to be cool and hip. I just like the taste. It's a really smooth cigar. And I realized I hadn't had a cigar in a year. I've had three in the last 2 weeks. Matter of fact, now I want to go get a cigar. You see, that's how addictive I am. By the way, Lauren Bacall, she died. Smoky-voiced movie legend who taught Humphrey Bogart how to whistle into Have and Have Not has died at the age of 89, according to her family. Details of the location and the cause of the death not immediately available. Her death was confirmed by Robert DeClercq, the co-managing partner of the Humphrey Bogart estate. She starred in movies like The Big Sleep, Dark Passage, and Key Largo. In 1996, she appeared as the meddling mother to Barbara Streisand in The Mirror Has Two Faces, a role for which she received her only Academy Award nomination as a supporting actress. And I said this last hour, but I'll say it again. I thought she was already dead. And I'm not saying that to be mean. Has that ever happened to you? Where somebody dies and you go, I thought they were already dead. Like Norman Fell of Three's Company. I think he's dead. But when somebody, he's dead. Has that ever happened to you? Like a year later? Really? I thought they already were dead. Anyway. Robin Williams is in a group facing higher risk of suicide, older white men with depression. This caught my eye. Every year in the United States, let me total this up. About 40,000 Americans take their own life in the United States per year. 28,000 out of the 40,000 are white males. That is a very disproportionate amount of men killing themselves. And there's a profile. It reads, if you tried to create a profile of someone of high risk committing suicide, one is likely to look like this. A middle-aged or older white male toward the end of a successful career who suffers a serious medical problem as well as a chronic depression and substance abuse, who recently completed treatment either for or both psychological conditions and is going through a difficult personal or professional period. In short, that person would look a lot like Robin Williams, 63-year-old actor and comedian who authorities said Tuesday hanged himself with a belt in the bedroom of his San Francisco Bay Area home. And this article just goes on to break down the demographics, but the more I thought about that, I agreed with the article because I think especially for white men, and I really hope I'm not being racist here, but I think especially in my demographic, I think guys my age are more apt to kill themselves. You're at the end of your career, really. I was unemployed for a bit this year. I couldn't find a job anywhere. First time ever. Ageism. I'm at that age where, well, we don't want you. You're old. You'll cost too much. And in the case of Robin Williams, here's an actor who is at the pinnacle of his career as a comedian and an actor who now is seeing that his career is waning. The Crazy Ones, the sitcom on CBS, was canceled back in May. He was in the process of doing another version of Mrs. Doubtfire. And apparently, according to his friend, he didn't want to do it. But he was broke, or at least close to it. He was selling his $35 million villa. That might be one problem. But the real problem, I think, was apparently his first two wives took most of his money. As he said, they shouldn't call it alimony. They should just call it all of the money. So he was having financial problems. He was looking down the road and saw that his career didn't look too good. And then he was dealing with health issues. He had a heart issue a couple of years ago in addition to all that. And I'm not excusing for a second what he did, but I'm just saying that's the demographic. I think especially white men, let's say 55 to 65, when you're near the end of the career and maybe you've got two or three divorces behind you, you don't have any jack in the bank, the kids are gone, and you just look around and you go, well, is this it? And if your expectation is to get that peace from the world, forget about it. So I want to extend the question just a little bit. The question of the day at 800-313-9443. Shepard Smith made the comment yesterday that what Robin Williams did was cowardly, and then he went back on the air to retract that. But my question is, a lot of people do think that committing suicide is a cowardly act. Do you? Do you think committing suicide is a cowardly act? 800-313-9443. I personally don't think it is because I'm not inside their head. I don't know. The idea of killing myself, that's got to take a lot of nerve. And I would assume you just reach a point of complete hopelessness and no hope in the next world at all. I guess. I don't know. I've never been to that point. And if you've been to that point, or you've attempted suicide, or you know somebody who has, or you're just depressed, you can give me a call too. 800-313-9443. The website will have all of the stories I'm bringing you tonight. It is outcastradio.net. And my email is ocdaustin@yahoo.com. So think about that, and if you want, give me a call. In the meantime, we're going to cruise right over to some of the other news stories. I've been on this subject for over an hour now. Here are the headlines making the news at outcastradio.net. Ferguson is a perfect example of how quickly the streets of America can descend into chaos. Other headlines would include, if Ebola arrives in the United States, stopping it may rely on controversial tools. U.S. raids in Iraq show of double standards, according to an Iranian speaker. Google and Asian companies to build $300 million super speed trans-Pacific underground cable system. Population controllers call babies carbon legacies, a threat to environment. Hilarious. And McDonald's monthly sales the worst in more than 10 years. And to the right of that headline, you'll find a video, some raw footage of the looting in Ferguson Missouri. From the world of technology, Menigans are now digitally tracking UK shoppers. Yeah! Three major United Kingdom stores, London, have become the first to trial Menigans. This is right out of the Minority Report. What they're doing is they're embedding these Menigans with beacon technology designed to give nearby customers relevant information. If I want relevant information, I'll get it from a human being, not a mannequin. The move comes ahead of the UK and US expansion from iClone Me. We'll talk about that next. Next time you walk in the store, make sure that mannequin isn't watching you. This is Outkast Radio.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
It seems that everywhere you turn to these days, people are talking about the health benefits of silver. But don't be fooled into believing all silver is the same. Only one silver solution has been clinically shown to be hundreds of times stronger than colloidal or ionic silver. That's supernatural silver. It can be used internally as a powerful immune system enhancer to fight off bacteria and viruses. Supernatural silver can be used topically to treat any type of wound or skin issue. It's even gentle enough to be used on the ears, eyes, and sinuses. And unlike harsh drugs and antibiotics, supernatural silver has no side effects. Available as a liquid or a gel that you can use every day to stay healthy and well. To experience outstanding customer service and to place your order, visit supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver, only at supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
In the morning, and the I-Man. Pay me. We're all doing a line of code. Alrighty then, this is Outkast Radio. The website is outkastradio.net. Let me continue and finish up on the mannequins. If you're just joining in, three major UK stores, that's the United Kingdom, have become the first to trial mannequins. That is, try them out. Embedded with beacon technology. So when you walk into three major department stores in London, the mannequins will be watching you. Unlike other perhaps more intrusive forms of Mannequin surveillance, the iClone Me system relies on customers downloading the app and opting in exchange for services. What kind of service does a mannequin supply? Do they have inflatable mannequins? There will, however, of course, be plenty of room for mission creep, at least in terms of what the customer thinks they are signing up for and what the store marketers are doing. Each mannequin is uploaded with data decided upon the store so that the customer nears the app within 50 meters, they'll send them information on products they think the customer might want. And it could backfire. Yeah, have you got that part? Target. You know Target here in the United States. They had an app to encourage users to share information with friends. So anyone that's a fan of taking dressing room selfies to crowd store purchasing advice, there's a somewhat lazier way of doing it. And Target got in a little bit of trouble because they were tracking what people were buying. And if they saw people were buying pregnancy tests, they would send them the appropriate coupon, and their parents would get it. So anyway, mannequins are now digitally tracking UK shoppers. Getting back to the Robin Williams story, another story concerning that just came in. The Mrs. Doubtfire and Goodwill Hunting Star suicide comes after decades of battling depression and alcohol and drug addiction. This article reveals that Robin Williams was about to file for bankruptcy. He was in the process of selling a $35 million estate he owned in Napa because he could no longer afford it. One of the last people to see Robin Williams alive was a neighbor who told Mail Online that Williams was withdrawn when she stopped to chat with him over the weekend. Through tears, she said, "The last time I saw Robin over the weekend, he was very drawn and thin. He did not look like the Robin I knew when he moved into the community many years ago. He was a shell of himself, exhausted and not in the best spirits, but still a nice guy. The nice guy I've always known. He was not at all like his stage persona. That was not Robin. I knew it. He was more quiet and down to earth, not even over the top like he was in the movies. He listened well. He was often quiet and very private. The last time I saw him, he seemed to be in a bad place emotionally." So I guess that kind of confirms the state of mind that Robin Williams was in before he did take his own life. And again, the question of the day, Shepard Smith said in his news report, and I know he regrets it after he said it, that he thought that what Robin Williams did was a cowardly act. Do you agree with that statement? I don't, because I'm not inside his head and I can't judge him. But if you've had any experience with suicide, you've had suicidal thoughts, you know somebody who has, or you're not feeling too good yourself right now, you can give me a call at 800-313-9443. Google has joined five Asian companies to build and operate a new $300 million Trans-Pacific submarine cable system.
Oh, Scotty, is that a $300 million Trans-Pacific submarine cable system with lasers on those sharks? Scotty's on fire.
It's called FASTER. FASTER, which will connect the United States and two locations in Japan, providing a service 10 million times faster than a cable modem. The project would see the 9,000-kilometer fiber-optic cable land in Japan with extensions to other locations. In the United States, the connection will cover the hubs of the West Coast, including Los Angeles, San Francisco, Portland, and Seattle. It says here that sometimes the fastest path requires going through the ocean. FASTER will have the design capacity of 60 terabytes, which is about 10 million times faster than your cable. Wow. The project, jointly managed by China Mobile International, China Telecom, China, $300 million. FASTER is one of the few hundred submarine telecommunication cables connecting various parts of the world. The FASTER cable system has the largest design capacity ever built on the Trans-Pacific route, which is one of the longest routes in the world. Well, at least somebody's doing something. All we do is make bombs and print fake money. It's quite an economy we got here, huh? Amazing. Think about this. We do two things here now. We start wars, continue wars. Well, that's two things right there. And we make fake money. And I think by January 1st of this year, or rather next year, you could see it all begin to crumble, because that's when the new mini IMF, comprised of the BRICS, Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa, start their own mini IMF. And if Germany at the last minute jumps into the new mini IMF, then Christine Lagarde and the big IMF and the Bank of Settlements and all the other fine anachronism folk don't get their way and give all the currencies a haircut and move us into an SDR. They could avoid all of that. And I could see that happening, because it was just 2 weeks ago that Angela Merkel said to Obama, hey, we'd like our gold back. And he said, yeah, I'm going to have to get back to you on that. I'm at Martha's Vineyard. So the Germans are really pissed off. They know the gold isn't there. They know we've sold it. Probably gave it to the Chinese. Here, here's some gold from Germany. Please don't sell your treasuries back. Thank you. You don't think that happens? Come on now. You need to wake up. U.S. raids in Iraq show double standards, according to an Iranian speaker. The Iranian mullah speaker says the sudden decision by the United States to militarily intervene in Iraq after its interaction regarding the massacres in the Arab country and its western neighbor Syria shows Washington's duplicitous, that's too big of a word, duplicitous, how would you pronounce that? Double standard, thank you. Basically, here's what's going on. We support ISIS when they fight Bashar Assad in Syria. Okay, so we support ISIS when they fight Assad. However, we bomb ISIS when they fight Iraq. So they're our enemy, and at the same time, we're supplying them with military supplies. That is what you call a bipolar foreign military policy. And then, of course, when you factor in that perhaps the CIA trained ISIS in 2012 for this little project to perpetrate two wars. Oh, by the way, I think the military allocations are coming up in September, October for the new fiscal year. Do you think maybe, take a journey down the rabbit hole with me, just maybe, that the reason we're getting a little more militarily involved in the Middle East is that a budget meeting is coming up and allocations for military expenditures will be discussed at that time by Congress? Do you think maybe if they had a crisis, they'd have an easier time getting more money? I would expect the bombing to heat up in the next few weeks, because September, October, the military-industrial complex needs to get its money. And it can only get the money if it can prove that there's a need for the military-industrial complex. So you've got them supporting ISIS when they try to kill Assad in Syria, and you've got them killing ISIS when they're fighting the Iraqis. I mean, if you can't see this for what it is, he's right. Most I agree with most foreign leaders now. I don't agree with our own. And it's the same thing with Putin. I'd like to see Putin as president someday. If Putin, let me ask you a question. If Putin ran against Hillary, who would you vote for? I'd vote for Putin. How about if Putin ran against McCain? I'd vote for Putin. What if he ran against Romney? I'd still vote for Putin. By the way, I'm not a communist.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, DO, and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership, and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years, and Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit herbalhealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. Herbalhealer.com.
This is Outcast Radio. I am OCD. Toll free nationwide, 800-313-9443. When you get a chance, head on over to the website, outcastradio.net. You'll find all the latest breaking news in videos, blogs, and podcasts. If you'd like to listen to today's show, actually the show I did from 11 to 1 is already on the website. Look at Powers. Let's go to Kathy in Massachusetts. Hello, Kathy.
Hi, how are you? I just wanted to say real quick that with Robin Williams, I was very sad when I heard he died. I didn't follow him extensively, but I always did laugh. My favorite one was, have you ever seen the one where he did on the French?
No.
Have you ever seen that? It is so funny, because I have family in France, and I've been there many, many times, you know, and it's just hilarious. It's on YouTube. It's like, the one I watched was like a minute and a half, and, you know, it's like, you know, Minnie, she never really loved Mickey anyway, and it's just hilarious. So
it must have been hard. It must have been hard for him to write comedy because most of it just came off the top of his head. He must have recorded everything because the genius is in the improvisation.
Yes, exactly. And one thing, he is in Mon Myers-Briggs, a personality type. He's an ENFP, and I am an ENFP. And a lot of comedians are: Carol Burnett, Regis Philbin, Oprah. Actually, President Obama is an ENFP. So part of, I think, sometimes, you know, when he got himself in trouble, the first thing he did was crack a joke, remember, right when he first got elected? We have to be very careful because sometimes we'll crack a joke that's like, you know, we shouldn't. Now,
what does that stand for? I don't know what that stands for. ENFP?
Yeah, look it up and just take a look at that.
Okay.
Because being, yeah, ENFP, Myers-Briggs, I like the one personality pages. And the one, you know, we're the natural advocates. We have a megaphone in the hand on one of these pages, okay?
I think right I have now, that, too. I think I have that because, you know, on the air, when I do shows, yeah, I'm more outgoing. But once I'm off the air, I'm pretty quiet. I don't like talking.
I like my quiet time. I don't want to have roommates, you know. And I'm in a very difficult situation right now with housing. I'm being told to lay low. But, man, I'm like, my personality, we've got the freaking megaphone in our hands. Let me say this, though, okay? If I was a guy, you know, it'd be probably a whole different experience. But I was, when Robin Williams was in L.A. with all the access to all the drugs and stuff, I was in Dallas in a very conservative circle of people who really were good people, okay, very loyal, good, upright people. I don't agree with them doctrinally on many things any longer, but I'm talking rock solid people, all right? So I had a very different life experience than he did. I've never had cable television in my life. I've never paid interest on a credit card. I mean, I don't drink, smoke, or do drugs. I don't take NyQuil to sleep, nothing. So I wasn't exposed to what he was. Instead, I had exposure to these, you know, just rock-solid families, okay? So I lost my status when I divorced, okay? I went from basically being the borderline uppity white chick to living in a very, very, very difficult, like, it's not government housing, but, you know, it might as well be kind of thing. And I just, some of the stuff that goes on here, I can't even put into words. It's just can be really stressful. And let's just say sometimes I'm thinking my ex-husband's looking like Jesus about right now. You know? Like,
yeah.
Maybe I should have stayed married. But the bottom line is this, is that core of being in that conservative church world, that's part of why I've been able to survive this without getting addicted to something. See? So even though I wouldn't probably repeat some of those, you know, religious extremist type things, I still thank God that I had those years there to keep me rooted in Proverbs, common, you know what I'm saying, just trying
yeah,
to do
I mean,
the right
you've
thing
got a good
time.
What you're saying is because you have a good foundation, when the
That's
house
right.
blew down, you're still there. You know, before
yeah,
I went on
know.
The air, I read a couple of meditations just to get my head straight. I mean, there's times yeah. when I get so out of line that, you know, it's just, I got to go back. I got to get some quiet time. I need to be alone. I can't do this.
I tell people always, like young people especially, like read Proverbs when you're in a difficult situation, because it's like the fortune cookies, you know, even if you don't believe in Jesus, you know, Proverbs, there's so much wisdom in that. So, but with Robin Williams, my heart just kind of breaks because I can understand how he feels as a man, because I'm considered a displaced homemaker, and the displaced homemakers have the highest suicide rate. Now, I'm not suicidal, all right, but it's the truth. And if I did not have that core base, I wonder if I had been around the drugs and all this stuff, you know, if I had been exposed to all that stuff, and I was able to say no, probably, you know, all those many years I spent in that conservative realm, and he didn't have that same life experience or, you know, ability to do. But one thing, too, about ENFPs, they have the highest, we have, I think we're number one in having the cognitive ability to cope with stressors, because we can think outside the box, we can be creative and such. But again, you put drugs and alcohol in the mix, antidepressants possibly, and don't forget the heart medications. I don't know what statin drugs he may have been on, possibly the Lipitor, the side effects that can come from the statins of lethargy, you know. There was probably a lot of stuff going on.
Well, and all those psychotropic drugs they've got out there, you know, I'm sure that might have played a role in it, but we'll never know, Kathy. Hey, I appreciate the call.
So,
and what's the weather like in Massachusetts right now?
Probably 61 degrees outside right now, and it's actually been very cool this summer. And
yeah, that's what I heard. It was it's been the coldest summer in New York. How about for Boston and that area?
I haven't looked at the data, but I know that I've wished that I had heat a couple of times in August.
Really?
And when I rode my bike a couple of nights ago, I wore a sweater, and I've never in my life donned, even here in Massachusetts, I've been here for most of, you know, since 06. Yeah, so it is definitely chilly, and I'm worried because I don't want to be here in the wintertime, and I don't know if I'm going to be able to get out. I'm just praying
yeah,
the doors
will
open.
Well, I was born in Boston, and I lived in Connecticut and Massachusetts for about 28 years, so I'm very familiar with the climate. I just can't do it anymore, Kathy. It's just too cold for me.
It's a here anymore. I've got to get some medical wrapped up and try to get into a better place to live. Pray. I need miracles, man.
Come down to Texas.
It's really hard.
Come down to Texas.
You got a room I can rent?
I'll talk to him. Have a great night. Talk to you soon.
You too. Take care.
There you go. Who sent this in? Daryl. This is pretty funny. This is hilarious. Daryl just sent this video to me, to the email. I'm going to play it right now. CBS News crew robbed while testing sketchy neighborhood app. A new app is being denounced as racist for identifying sketchy neighborhoods. And when the CBS crew tested it out, apparently they were robbed.
D.C. Ironically, they were working on a story about an app that warns you about sketchy neighborhoods. Mola Lange and his photographer James Hash, as well as intern Taylor Bisciotti, just got back to the station. So tell us what happened, Mola.
Well, Jan, you know, typically we're reporting on these sort of incidents. Tonight, we were the victims of one of these incidents. I'm not going to speak for these guys, but I think I can for just a moment when I say tonight was a heck of a night. I mean, we went through quite a bit. So, as you mentioned, we're doing a story on an app that describes sketchy neighborhoods. It led us to the Petworth neighborhood of Northwest. Not going to call it a sketchy neighborhood, but as folks were telling us that, you know, it was a good neighborhood and not much activity happens around there, as that was being told to us, our van was being robbed. So this is what happened. We got back to the news van, noticed that our lock was popped out, got in there, and noticed that all of our stuff was gone. I had a backpack full of electronics, work-related electronics, a laptop. Hash, what'd you have in there? This is James Hash, by the way, photographer. You had two backpacks stolen.
Yeah, laptop, all my photo gear, a couple small cameras that we use from time to time. It was just a disaster.
Gear that you had built up over a career.
A career of being
a photographer. 15 years. And Taylor, you had some stuff stolen.
I had a purse, wallet, iPad, cracked iPhone.
Now, this iPhone ended up saving us. Taylor immediately began tracking her stolen iPhone using my iPhone, which was not stolen. After we filed a police report, we began tracking this thing. To make a long story short, because this was a four-hour night, it led us to a couple of dumpsters in another sketchy neighborhood. We'll give the eyeball test. You don't need an app to tell you that all the time. I'm not going to tell you which neighborhood it was, but based on that, it's the type of place where stolen goods get dumped, I guess. So that's where we found our stuff, inside of a dumpster next to a couple of apartment buildings. And my man Hash here jumped in the dumpster. I don't know. He was chest deep in the dumpster, literally emptying the dumpster out, rooting through trash. I think you said you felt like you stepped on some rats at some point.
We did see the raccoon.
There's
we saw
raccoon
some
raccoons
getting out of there. He wanted his stuff back. Like we said, 15 years, he wanted his gear back. And we were able to recover a lot of stuff. Not everything, but a lot of stuff. I mean, you see batteries, you see chargers, you see, I mean, stuff that, you know, Hash can tell you exactly what.
All right, I get it. You were robbed. You had an app. It happened to you. Remember the first rule of comedy. If it happens to you, it's funny. If it happens to me, it's not. And that happened to you, therefore that's funny. A new app being denounced as racist for identifying sketchy neighborhoods. The term sketchy neighborhood is being called a euphemism for black neighborhoods. Statistically, the greatest indicator of local crime rates is the percentage of black residents. Which brings me to the next topic of the day. The looting in Ferguson, Missouri, and why nobody will say the black word. I'll have the details coming up next. This is Outkast Radio.
First Amendment privacy is rare. Kryptonite.com has data encryption software for your protection. Kryptonite.com keeps information safe from NSA spying, cloud data mining, identity theft, and corporate espionage with encryption protection giving you 100% privacy in conversations, data storage, and transmission. Keeping your free speech safe from data theft with the best encryption software in the market for easy-to-use, low-cost data security. Kryptonite.com, CryptoNyte.com.
35% of U.S. credit accounts are facing collection agencies. Of that 35, almost 40% are the result of medical bills. Before uninsured friends or family go in for medical treatment, send them to AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com. No computer tracing, no tracking cookies. They will not go on a list. Privacy matters. Just tell us what you need. Get a quote. fractions of U.S. prices. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
Hi, I'm David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Let's work together to support RBN. For every publication sold from TakeFromCaesar.us during the month of July, I'll donate $20 and give you 10% off the sale price. Simply enter RBN2 in the coupon code window of the shopping cart page, click update, then enter your personal information to place your order. TakeFromCaesar.us, RBN2 in the coupon window, 10% off, $20 to RBN for every item sold. Doing my part while helping you do yours. Support RBN today.
Like rock and roll. That's like Glenn Miller, but with guitars.
Aww. You know, I like doing nights. I get a lot more relaxed than I am during the day. There's adults walking around yelling. At night, it's just Dan and me, my Nicorette, my coffee, his vape, and a big show. Sometimes. Sherry writes in, I like the different voices you do. Pretty impressive. Doing it once in a while helps keep the show a little entertaining. You need to laugh every once in a while. Appreciate it, Sherry. I agree. You cannot live this life as a veil of tears. You know what I've learned? Any point in your life, there's probably something really cool going on and something not so cool at the same time. I used to think that life was good, bad, good, bad, good, bad, good, bad. But really what it is good, bad at the same time. It really is bittersweet. There's always something good and bad going on at the same time. Have you noticed that? That really is what life is. It is bittersweet. It's not good, bad, good, bad. Even when you're going through something traumatic, there's something always good going on. You just got to look for it. And when there's something really good going on, just look around. You'll find something bad. That's what life is. It is bittersweet. We go to Diane in Texas. Hello, Diane. How are you?
To what you just said, amen.
There you go.
It is bittersweet.
Absolutely.
On the suicide, yeah. My husband did that 24 years ago.
Your husband committed suicide 24 years ago?
Right. And what people don't understand is there's nothing you can do to stop them if that's what they decide to do. But the people left behind, it's so devastating. I mean, we had two kids, young kids, and it's just affected their whole lives, all of us, because you second-guess yourself, you know, like the lady that called in that just talked to Robin Williams. She's always going to second-guess, well, if I had just said this or if I had just done this, you know what I mean? And it just never ends.
Because it's a question that can't be answered.
That's right. And there's no closure.
No, there isn't.
And it like I said, it's just devastating for those left behind because the people that care about them, you just don't get any closure.
So have you remarried since that
nope.
time?
You nope. just
Was that your only husband?
I had been married before.
Okay. How long were you married to this gentleman before he took his life?
11 years.
11 years.
Yeah.
Did you have any indication at all that he was depressed or suicidal?
Yeah, he was doing drugs and stuff, you know, which I didn't know until, or what he was doing, but yeah, there was some stuff going on. I didn't know what it was, but he was doing things that was totally out of character.
So how come you never remarried?
I dated, you know, I lived with, let a few guys live with me, you know, through the years, and it just, I don't know, I just could not make that step. I think it was just the devastation. I just, you know, and if somebody moves in with you, you know, they own everything you own, so.
Well, you know, and this show comes from the Austin area. You know Texas is a community property state, so.
Yeah.
You know, shacking up, you might as well be married.
Yeah, I know that very well.
Oh, you had to go through that, huh?
No, luckily they were too afraid of me. They went on their merry way. But
oh, okay. Yeah,
but
I've been,
they tried, you know.
I've been single for 7 years, and the longer I stay single, the less I want to get married again. It's just really kind of strange because I thought at some point I would want to get married, and I did, I think, the first couple of years, but as time goes on, I just don't think I can do all that work. A relationship is so much work. I don't know if I'm cut out for it anymore.
It's just the camaraderie and the companionship you miss. I mean...
Oh, that's why they have dogs.
Yeah, well, I raised dogs for 13 years.
Oh, after
that.
Okay. All right, so you had a surrogate husband.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I got you.
But no, I just... It's hard being alone. It's very hard. Especially a woman alone, because, you know, you're a target.
That is true.
But I just don't see it any other way.
Yeah, my mom's been single now for, oh my gosh, 40 years, 30 years? Yeah, a long, long time. And I think especially women, would you agree that women seem to get along better single than men do? I think men have more of a need to get married than women do, especially at our age.
Yeah, I believe that.
Yeah, I think women are more secure in self.
Right.
Yeah.
And
right.
They're used to doing for themselves.
Yeah, that's true, too. That's true, too.
But anyway, that's my two cents.
All right, Diane, enjoy the conversation.
All right, thanks a lot.
Have a great day.
You too.
Check out the website, outcastradio.net. Scroll down to the very bottom on the right-hand side, and you'll see a video that says, Riots and Looting in Ferguson, Missouri. I took a look at that video a few times, and I only saw black people. Am I a racist for saying that? And I was talking to Robert in Missouri. He lives outside of St. Louis, and he's familiar with the Ferguson area. And he said it used to be 70% white, 30% black, and now it's about 70% black and 30% white. So if I get on the radio and I say, I just watched this video, and it's not an all-inclusive video, but pretty much everybody in the video is black. Just by saying that, I can feel that I'm not being politically correct. And this afternoon I was listening a little bit to Sean Hannity, and somebody was taking him to task, talking about this. And he said, those folks. And then we played that clip from the news crew in Washington, D.C. They had come up with an app to let you know if you're in a sketchy neighborhood. And the reporter was very careful with his words. He kept saying the word sketchy. Yet in the article, it says the following. The new app is being denounced as racist for identifying sketchy neighborhoods. The term sketchy neighborhood is being used to be called a euphemism for a black neighborhood. There was a movie that came out in the 70s called French Connection. And in the movie, Gene Hackman uses the N-word. And he said, you know, that's what the N's always do. He was making a derogatory statement. In theaters across America, when he said that, blacks were applauding. And the reason they were applauding is because they knew that's what white people were thinking, but they just never would say it to their face. And if, after my own experience, you know, when I went to college, I took a course in African-American studies because I couldn't find any other course to take. This was at Cal State Long Beach. And I was like the only white guy in the class. Very uncomfortable for about 6 months. And a lot of it was about how whitey's bad. But it didn't bother me. I didn't care. I actually had a friend in Los Angeles. He was the only black friend I've ever had. The guy was whiter than me. He sounded like a white guy. He would say things like, Don, you want to go maybe go get a coffee? Maybe we can do that later, you know? The reason he sounded like that and acted like that, it was the culture. It really hit me back in 1983 when I went to Paris. And I got on the subway there, the Metro. And I'm sitting in the subway, riding along, and I see a couple of black people talking. And in my mind, I'm thinking, okay, what are they going to sound like? And all of a sudden, this beautiful French language comes out. And it really hit me. It's all about culture. It's got nothing to do with color. It's culture. And so what I think you will see when you look at this video is the following. Third and fourth generations of entitlement mentality. I would say a lot of these black folks probably have that entitlement mentality. And it's all because a cop shot a kid. We don't know if the cop is white. We do know the kid is black. It's Trayvon Martin all along. But we've gotten to a point in this nation where anything like that happens, and then it's just open season on rioting. And Billy Graham said the biggest problem this nation faces, and he said this 20 years ago, is racism. And it is. It's the same thing with feminism. It's cultural. Women have been told for the last 40 years that you can have it all. And that is a lie. You cannot have it all. They've also been told the grass is greener on the other side. You know, if you find someone who's better, go for it. The grass isn't greener on the other side. It's just more damn grass, whether you're a man or a woman. So you're being lied to and indoctrinated by a culture of death. That really is what it comes down to. But unfortunately, a lot of people are just in the matrix and they just refuse to get out because they don't want to embrace the truth. They just want more government cheese. This is Outkast Radio.